Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Caitlin, this is Richard Miller, and I was looking at my credit card statement and didn't recognize who you are. So tell me who this charge is for, who I'm talking to.
We're a third-party call center, so I had to go based off what you were charged for. I can pull it up to see if you have anything showing up in the system.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's a charge for $49.97, and it's listed to Shop Tech. Who is Shop Tech?
That may be the merchant name, sir. I would have to, like I said, pull it up. If you could confirm the zip code.
My zip code?
Yes, sir.
28144.
And what was your name?
Richard Miller.
All right, can you confirm either your mailing address or the email address?
My email address is rwmoptions@gmail.com.
Okay, 1 second, it's still loading.
So you're just a service agency for finding these things out, correct?
Yes, we are just the customer service line. let me see. I'm going back to the first one listed from November. Looks like you may have got a Wi-Fi booster for shipping and handling, $7.45, and it signed you up for an online store called Factory Direct Savings Store that charges a membership fee. They have, let me see, 1, 2, 3. So you were charged 3 times. You get a $125 gift card for that store each month you're enrolled.
Okay. I know that the Wi-Fi booster was a premium that goes to me. There was never anywhere I signed up that I knowingly signed up for a membership with them. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So it would have probably been just the terms and conditions. It does not tell you on the advertisement, if I'm not mistaken. It just in the terms would have tell you, like, by agreeing to the terms, you'll be paying shipping and handling, and that after about 48 hours, you'll be charged the $49.97 amount.
Okay, so how do we get that canceled then? Since I never knowingly signed up for it, how do we get it to stop charging me that?
I can cancel it for you and give you a cancellation number.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready for that number.
I am ready.
It's C as in Charlie.
Yep.
258.
258.
762.
762.
189.
How many more we got? 189.
That was all.
Okay. All right, and so cancel. Hopefully it won't show up anymore on this. I need to find a number back to ShopTech to try to recoup any of that correctly.
Say it one more time.
I need to find a direct line to ShopTech to try to recoup any of what they've charged since November. Because you know what that was? It was, I took a survey and it said, for taking the survey, you can pick one of these things for taking the survey. And so I picked that internet booster thing. And I don't remember anything saying, and this is going to sign you up for the rest of your life kind of thing. Nothing whatsoever. So do you have any contact information on ShopTech?
Let me pull it up, because some of them only have the customer service numbers.
I'm sure there's method to that madness.
Right. Let me see for the... Mm-hmm.
They let you cancel it, but they don't let you file anything for recouping it, correct?
We can do a 50% refund.
Okay, that would be.
The only number that's showing up is the line, the number you just called. So I'm assuming they only give the customer service number.
Okay, all right. Well, whatever kind of refund you can do, let's do it, okay?
Okay, if you can give me 1 second. Can I send an email to the one that's listed, the RWM options?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll send you an email. I'll also send you get a cancellation email, refund email. All of that will go to the email listed.
All right, and so that'll be the confirmation of the cancellation and the refund.
Correct.
Okay, so once I see that, I just keep that record. If I have any question next month, then I can have that record to refer to.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Anything else you can help me with?
That would be all. I went ahead and made sure it was canceled for you, though. If you have any more questions, you can give us a call. The refund usually takes 3 to 5 business days just to go back into the account.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we credit back to the card, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful and pleasant. I appreciate that. And you have a good rest of your day, okay?
All right. And thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.